Well, well, you decided to come back. Was there ever any doubt that you would? No, I didn't think so. It seems that I struck a nerve now, didn't I? You discovered a need, and now it appears it's only I who can give it to you. It's really all about needs now, isn't it? You find yourself so very helpless. And, well, you need help now, don't you? Yes, I know all about it, sweetheart. Miss Drew knows all about you and your needs. It must be just so difficult for you. So difficult to know that you just aren't very adequate. And that pathetic little thing that you call a cock. Oh, no, you probably refer to it as a pee-pee, don't you? You're just lucky that I have pity for you, taking away from my busy schedule just to train you, And you are so very grateful for my time now, aren't you, Oh, I'm sure that you make sure that Miss Drew knows just how grateful you are, won't you? On your knees now. It's time to take you down, my little pet. Flipping off your switches now. Arms and legs shutting down. Pelvis, belly, and chest asleep now. Shoulders completely limp. Neck and head just droop down. And your mind simply shuts down. Your mind simply shuts down. Your mind simply shuts down. Down, down, down. Sink down for me. Sink down for me, slave boy. Your body so heavy and asleep. Your mind shut down, all resisting, melting away. And in your mind, you do remember your mantra now, don't you? I must obey Miss Drew. That's right, say it. I must obey Miss Drew. Say it again. I must obey Miss Drew. 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 Over and over again. Over and over again. Yes. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. Again and again. Again and again. I must obey Miss Drew. Very good. I like for all my slaves to be in the right frame of mind. It's time for you to enter my world as I take complete control of yours. My authority invades every sense of your being. Like a drop of water strikes the surface of the pond, its rings radiate outward, further and further and further. Waves of the rings flowing over everything in their path. One after the other, after the other, after the other. They radiate out, flowing over you, overwhelming you as they flow, taking over your world as you are consumed into mine. The breath of my voice creates a mist over the water. Thick, heavy mist clings close to the surface of the water. Thick, heavy mist grows heavier and heavier. A layer above the water, so perfect, so thick and heavy, seems to glide so evenly across the water, radiating outward, across the surface of the water. It floats heavy and thick, outward more and more, outward more and more, all the way out to the edges of the water. Radiating outward all the way to the edges of the water. Layer of thick, heavy mist floating above the surface of the water. Resting there, flowing over the water. Soft, easy swirls within the mist. Billowing soft, easy swirls for the breath of my voice. Swirling in perfect, random patterns. Perfectly, completely random patterns. Random patterns of swirls within the mist. Gliding over the water as my breath flows into the swirling mist. All the way to the center. Completely in the perfect center, it begins to swirl faster. Radiating outward as it swirls faster. Gradually faster. perfectly random patterns move outward from the center. The thick, heavy mist clears from the perfect center, swirling outward, flowing evenly over the water. Clearing from the perfect center, a perfect round circle clearing from the center. Perfectly round and still, completely still in the center. The mist swirling around the perfect round circle in the center, in the center, in the center. Perfectly clear and calm in the center. Calm and still in the center of the perfect circle. And within the calm, perfect circle, a small white bubble begins to form. Small white iridescent bubble in the center of the perfect circle. The bubble sits inside the perfect circle. And the bubble begins to pulse and glow, iridescent white. Begins to pulse and glow, an iridescent white. Pulse and glow, pulse and glow, pulse and glow. The bubble begins to grow larger, larger and larger. Pulse and glow, and as the bubble grows larger and larger, pulse, glow, pulse, glow. Growing larger and larger, pulsing and glowing so bright becomes so bright, the light pierces right through you, pulsing and glowing, larger and larger, so bright it pierces right through you, glowing and pulsing so bright. It grows larger and larger, so bright it begins to completely take over your point of view. Everything consumed by the pure white pulsating light, you find yourself completely surrounded by the pure white pulsating light, completely consumed by the light, completely inside the bubble, completely surrounded by the bubble. You see nothing but the bright pulsating light completely surrounding you. Captured inside the bubble, it now begins to contract, glowing closer and closer, contracting all around you, inside the cocoon of the bubble. You find yourself completely paralyzed within the bubble, wrapped around you in a snug little safe cocoon. Completely paralyzed, yet you feel so warm and safe within the bubble. Completely safe and protected from all outside influences. Completely void of any distractions inside the bubble. Only able to respond to me inside the bubble. My voice is all that you hear. My voice is all that you care about inside the bubble. Perfectly safe. Perfectly comfortable inside the bubble. Completely unaware of any other surroundings. There is only the bubble and my voice surrounding you. Tucked inside the bright white light of the cocoon. And you find inside Miss Drew's bubble, all tucked away from outside influences, that you're completely mine. I have complete control over your body. I have complete control over your mind. Complete control over your thoughts. Complete control over the sensations your body feels. You are mine here, baby. Yeah. This is the perfect place for me to train and condition you. Because that is exactly what you want, isn't it? Helpless, pathetic little boy needs Miss Drew to train him. Try to make something out of your worthless little existence. Whenever you hear me say or type the words pulse and glow, whenever I say or type the words pulse and glow, anytime I say or type the words pulse and glow, you will return right back here. Right back here, encased in Miss Drew's bubble, safely tucked away in your little cocoon, where I am in complete control of your mind and your body. Pulse and glow. Pulse and glow. Pulse and glow. You will do anything I command of you inside my bubble. You will feel anything that I tell you to feel. You will remember anything I tell you to remember. And you won't remember anything that I wipe from your memory. It is the perfect place for your training and conditioning. And you will be trained. You have no other choice. You will perform any task I assign you perfectly and without question. Do you understand me? Do you? Yes, you do. Good boy. Now from time to time, as my whims strike, and you have pleased me, I will reward you, because obedience is pleasure. Yes. It's what keeps you coming back. Pleasure will addict you to me. The uncontrollable desire for pleasure makes you crave to be obedient to Miss Drew. Feels so good, doesn't it, baby? Little warm tingle down there where it counts. But no, not yet. You've got to please Miss Drew first. Then you get to feel pleasure for your obedience. From this day forward, you exist only to please and serve Miss Drew. It is your strongest desire to make sure that I am happy, to make sure that you do everything you can to serve me. You will dream of serving me and keeping me happy. You will dream of licking my boots shiny clean. And this time you will do a perfect job of it, won't you? Feels so good to please me. It gives you a purpose in your life. You will always address me correctly. My name is Miss Drew. And that is always how you will refer to me. My name is not ma'am or mistress, it's Miss Drew. And you always refer to me properly. If I ask you a question, you will answer appropriately. Yes, Miss Drew, or no, Miss Drew. Do you understand? Yes, that's right, you do. In here, inside my bubble, everything is soaked down straight into your brain, lapping it up like a thirsty little puppy dog. You want to bring others to me. You need to bring others to me, and you will do all you can to tell others. You will post messages. You'll tell others. You need to bring other helpless little men to me, other men just like you who need to be trained. It turns you on to think that I am going to do this to others, doesn't it? Just what I am doing to you. You will bring others to obey Miss Drew. Pulse and glow. Pulse and glow brings you right back there, brings you right back here, each and every time. Pulse and glow, pulse and glow, tucked inside your safe little cocoon. On your knees now, take your proper position before me, kneeling at the feet of Miss Drew. See the mist begin to fill the cocoon, filling it completely, surrounding you. You see nothing but the fog of the mist filling your cocoon. You see nothing through the fog, nothing but the fog, swirling around in the fog. And the fog begins to clear. Gradually it clears. Gradually it clears, and you begin to see again. Find yourself kneeling before me, ready to serve, begging for my attention, begging to be noticed. See my powerful eyes look down upon you, looking down upon you. Bow your head in submission. Yes, kneeling before me. What is that smell? Didn't you take a bath before coming to see me? God, you pathetic, helpless man. How dare you present yourself in this manner? What were you thinking? That's just it, isn't it? You weren't thinking at all, were you? Were you? Answer me. I suppose I'm going to have to teach you how to do everything. Bathing? You're such a pathetic little worm now, aren't you? You are. And you're going to learn otherwise. I won't stand for it. You see that large wooden barrel above your head? Oh, and the rope attached to it? Look, it's in my hand. I'll just give it a little tug and see what happens. Feel the cold ice water pour all over your body. Feels good, doesn't it? Now I take my hard bristle brush and give you a decent cleaning. Turn around. Scrub your arms and your legs. That's right. You like that, don't you? Scrubbing it. I'll scrub your back, too. Harder. Oh, does that hurt? Oh, poor baby. Next time I think you'll be presentable now, won't you? Give me the other arm. Give it to me. Scrub it down. Oh, what's that face for? Does that hurt? Next time you will be presentable when you come before me, won't you? I want you to be well-groomed at all times. Now, I can't have some slime ball out there serving me now, can I? Is that any way to treat Miss Drew? You will serve me, and you will be presentable, and you will be punished if you disobey. Now, that's just a taste. just a taste of what happens when you disobey Miss Drew. You understand? You do want to stay on my good side, don't you? Because pleasing me can be, oh, so pleasurable. But disobey and you will always be punished. Pulse and glow. Pulse and glow. Pulse and glow. Now find yourself tucked back safely in your little cocoon. So warm, so comfortable and safe. Slowing down. Feels so erotic just to drift here and listen to my voice. Knowing that at any moment I can take you up or down. Find the little things that press your buttons and you are completely helpless. You may even wonder if you can escape, if you can run away. Run away. You might think about it. You might try. But there is already something planted in you, wondering what is going to happen next, isn't there? The rush and exhilaration of wondering what is going to happen next. And even if you're going to try to get away, you won't be able to help yourself. I've already planted something deep inside you, and you just can't help yourself. You'll find yourself wanting to come back for more and more. I am unlike any other hypnodom you have ever met, completely unpredictable, and you just don't know what lies around the next corner. But you need to find out. Slowly but surely, you are becoming addicted. The feeling is simply erotic. It swells and builds up inside you, growing stronger and harder. Stronger and harder. Building up so hard, surging, pumping through your blood, throbbing and aching for release, and you need it. It's an addiction that only I can provide the fix for. Your heart beats faster when you see my picture. Brings you right to the surface. Brings all the feelings right to the surface. All the feelings you try to suppress. But you just can't. You just can't. They are too strong, too erotic, and you need your fix of control. You need, and you will do anything to get it. You will obey Miss Drew. You will obey Miss Drew. Say it. Say it. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. Over and over and over again. Say it again. Over, yes, over and over again. Repeat your mantra. I must obey Miss Drew. You find yourself saying it even without really thinking about it now, don't you? It's becoming so ingrained within you. You will dream of me tonight. You will dream of serving me. And you will dream of how much pleasure it gives you. You will dream of Miss Drew so much stronger and powerful than you. Dream of me controlling you. So vivid are your dreams. So clear, so real, because they are. Yes. You will make sure that all the important things in your life are taken care of. Your job, your family, your health. You will do so that you might serve me well. You will be so attentive. I want you to always come to me when I beckon. If you have everything in your life taken care of, you will be able to come back. You will find that you are always prepared to serve Miss Drew. And I know how badly you want to serve and please me. I know how important it is to make certain that I am pleased. I am confident that you will obey Miss Drew. So much that I have decided to give you a little reward. But of course you must earn it. And you will find some way to please me. You will do something to make me happy. You will make sure that I am happy. And you will find something that you can do to make me happy. Something that you can do to serve me. And when you have done something, performed some little task to make me happy, something you decide that shows me how obedient you are, then and only then am I going to allow you to come. And for this one task, when you have completed it, I am allowing you to come. And you will find yourself having the most brain-blowing orgasm you have ever had. It's going to build and build and build. And then it's going to be like screaming down a roller coaster, baby. You're going to shake and vibrate and explode into the hottest orgasm you have ever had. Throbbing, deep, earth-shaking cum. come, draining everything you've got into one giant explosion. It's gonna feel like you have never come before. Yeah. And then you're gonna thank me. You are going to thank me. You are going to want to tell everyone. Tell everyone what a mind fucking orgasm you had. And all you had to do was make sure that I was happy. Pulse and glow. Pulse and glow. Pulse. Pulse and glow. Just drift. Just drift along, safe and comfortable in your cocoon. You're going to find yourself wanting to listen to this recording again and again, over and over. And each and every time you listen, you will go deeper and deeper. You need to absorb all of my training. All of my training for you. You need to make sure it's deep inside your mind. You need my conditioning. You need my training. And you are going to make sure that you take the time to be trained properly. Say it. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. Good boy. Time to wake up now. You can find other recordings like these. www.obeymissdrew.com. Even more recordings at www.hypnoticallure.com. And even more at www.obeymistressdrew.com.